demons were more beautiful than the angels. They had no qualms about plastic surgery. They took to wearing black. Didn't show dirt in the city like innocents, which anyway couldn't be worn between Labor Day and Easter. They tired of grudging angels their gilded hair and had theirs done. Their complexions were so pale, the blonde looked natural, only more so. They shrunk their wings into fashionable tattoos, so cashmere suits draped better from their shoulders. Elocution lessons turned hisses to lisps. The demons converted. They became Episcopalian, name dropped high ups in the company of heaven. As for evil, it became too much trouble. The demons started to shirk the menial jobs, which, like good deeds, took one among the poor and bruised the manicure of rose petal nails. They preferred to stand by and watch evil happen, or, offended by odors and noise, even turned away. They had become so beautiful, even the angels, who never looked in mirrors to comb their hair, afraid to be called vain, and never bought clothes since the old ones didn't wear out, just got shabby, left the lovely demons to languish, dropping all charges on the spoiled creatures. They were that good.